Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Wayward Renegade Witches Blog. As you know, hit us up when you want some real motherfucking work done. This is Blog Talk Radio. This is fucking Freaky Tales. Are we going to talk about the spirit of cocaine gobblers? You know the drug motherfuckers. You know your principalities, your cousins, your friends, your uncles, your nephews. You know them motherfuckers. But of course, I'm going to open up the spirits as I sit in front of them and give great thanks to for uprooting energy today. Today, the spirits uprooted that our attorneys was pulling some kind of corruption and how it's connected to the city and county and city attorneys' corruption. So, of course, I'm going to open up the energies and I'm going to basically pull Sandy in to give thanks onto the ancestors. But then I also see a caller sitting here, but I'm going to connect Sandy first and we're going to connect to the caller. Sandy?
Uh-huh. Well, goddamn. What's my calling already?
I know. So as you heard me, I opened up the energies with the ancestors that uprooted.
Boy, did they.
And on this one, our attorneys can't get the fuck up out of this because they need to explain the corruption. Okay? But what I am going to do is connect this caller.
Okay.
This is Wayward. I see you're on hold.
Hello?
Okay, now she's not going to say nothing.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Obviously,
they asked for just listening in like usual and calling in, sitting there like a motherfucker. So,
shit, was it Jennifer? Was it that bitch? Oh, that's right. She has COVID.
I'm so fucking angry right now. As we talk about cocaine gobblers, if you remember in my deposition when I was being questioned from the city attorney's office, which his name is Trevor, I explained to him the energies that was going on in the office. His question to me was, what was the conversation among the group that you were in? What were you guys talking about? Well, Julie, who's the assessor, was telling us how motherfuckers be in the office sniffing cocaine and having cocaine parties, right?
Right.
That the what's up? She was telling us about Gavin Newsom. She was talking about Carmen Chu. She was talking about all those assessors. She was talking about the principals. She was talking about all of them doing cocaine. Then I also said in the deposition how in the cubicle they were bringing cocaine to work and sniffing it in the cubicle. Okay? Sandy, can you enlighten us on principalities, city hall, about cocaine usage? Let's start there.
It would be my pleasure. Okay, just to get it out, we both worked at the San Francisco City Assessor Recorder's Office, ran by Carmen Chu, that punk bitch, and we both were told a lot of stories because, you know, the real gossip comes from the custodians and all the people that work there. And then, you know, even some of the appraisers. And I do remember a while back, Julie, who is an appraiser and assessor, had told me about Mara Lim, who is an appraiser. I don't know if that bitch still works there or not, but that she was a cokehead. And with everything that's coming out now, because we were talking about how Harlan Kelly, who is the San Francisco PUC, the Public Utilities Director, well, he's not now, but with all the corruption that's going on, the focus now is on him. And
we were talking about how they found cocaine at his house. And his connection is to Willie Brown, of course. And Willie Brown is associated. You know, he was the mayor for 2 years. I mean, I forgot how many years. But he had 2 terms as
four
mayor.
4 years. Oh, yeah, 8 years, right?
Yeah, 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything goes back to Willie Brown, of course. And he is considered, you know, the godfather of corruption in San Francisco. That's what he's called. So I ain't going to say nothing about, I heard stories about him, but it didn't have nothing to do with cocaine. But he appointed Harlan Kelly. But they're friends. And then Harlan's wife, Naomi Kelly, they're married. And apparently they, what I've heard is, you know, they into that whole swinging lifestyle. And the FBI did an investigation and found cocaine in his house. And she had to take a leave of absence. And I remember when Gavin was the governor, when he was mayor, there used to be stories about Gavin as mayor, because I remember my ex-husband used to tell me that, you know, people that was his driver, I think, when he was mayor, used to talk about, because everybody knows he's an alcoholic, because he got caught up fucking his campaign manager's wife. But people didn't know that he was also a cokehead. And his driver would go and buy the shit for him and give it to him. So it's well known throughout City Hall that Gavin is a cokehead. We found out that Breed is a cokehead from a custodian, Robert.
And that was by mistake. Wait a minute, Sandy. Here's a caller. This is the same person. Let's see, they're going to speak now.
Okay.
This is Wayward.
Hello?
Yeah?
I don't hear
you
anybody.
You know, of course you don't.
They trying to stop this coming out. I bet you they're trying to stop this coming out. Oh no, it's getting better because I got some more. You can say something about Breed though, because we both heard that shit about Breed together, about her being a cokehead from Robert, the custodian. But let's not forget the newly elected vice president. Vice president Kamala. When Kamala, back in 2010, when she was the DA in San Francisco, her office, she got in trouble with the judge for violating a defendant's rights for hiding information about the crime lab. The crime lab, there was a lady named Deborah Madden who was cocaine skimming. And they were saying that, and anybody can look this shit up too, she was a lab tech, and she was stealing the cocaine and shit and taking it home for her personal use. And it was also well known that when they seized the cocaine and shit and what other drugs they seized, and, you know, the police, they would not secure the shit. So anybody could come and steal it and take it for their own, you know, personal use. So that happened back in 2010 when Kamala knew about the shit, but
and remember they had to throw out the cases.
They did. There was a lot of cases. Yeah, and I think a lot of that came up during when she was trying to run for president, and she didn't have no explanation for it because she violated defendants' rights and shit. A lot of cases were fucked up because that bitch was skimming the cocaine and shit. So a lot of cases were tainted. And Gascon was the chief of police at that time. The DA of Los Angeles. And he's going to fuck up Los Angeles.
Fucking facelift and shit.
Well, he does look much better though with that face.
He does look good, doesn't he? Yes, he looks good.
He does.
But that's gone.
And then you have also at that time Jeff Adachi, who was the public defender. And everybody thought he was this wonderful man until he got caught the fuck up. And he was found dead with a Russian hoe in a Airbnb up in North Beach. And he had cocaine in his system, but they tried to cover that up and say they wanted them to lie on the autopsy and say he didn't have cocaine in his system, but he died of a heart attack due to cocaine. So you have all
was it cocaine? Because I thought it was heroin, so it was cocaine.
Wait, was it cocaine? Or heroin? Don't matter. He still was doping. I thought it was cocaine, but maybe it was heroin.
It's all the above. It's all
exactly.
the above. But it's
exactly.
very interesting because someone, I don't know if you told me this or I read it, and someone on Twitter was talking about Gavin Newsom's voice, how it's raspy and it's getting worse, right?
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
And remember I said to you, I said, that makes a lot of sense because my kid's father is on that cocaine crack in the whole world of drugs. And his voice is raspy because it fucks up his throat and shit. And that's the same thing even like with Mariah Carey and shit like that and even Whitney Houston. And you were like, damn, how come they can't sing anymore? Because that cocaine and shit fucks up your fucking throat and it causes it to be raspy and it fucks it up. And
yeah,
the thing about it is that we have these principalities out here on these narcotics who are running your fucking country. And that's a spirit within itself. They're not even running it as themselves. They're running it as the cocaine or the narcotics. Because it also extends out to more than, you know, cocaine, and crystal meth, heroin, all that shit. Think about these entertainers who be on fucking heroin. Like, you know, they up there talking about Bruno Mars. They say he on that. He on shit hella hard. And that's the real reason why we haven't heard from his ass. Okay? I don't know if it's crystal meth. I don't know if it's heroin. But the bottom line is that they say he's strung out badly. Okay? And I'm not going to say allegedly. I'm going to call it fact.
Well,
okay.
It's fact that you have public officials and you have people that are kind of in charge of your life and your livelihood. I mean, think about when we were, and also there was a, I think this year, there was an analyst that was busted at the lab, the San Francisco DA lab for a meth. He got caught with meth. So, and then that, you know, it also takes me back to when we were, what was it, at George Clinton, the George Clinton concert. And we met I think you talked about that in the YouTube video, where we met that chick that was an attorney for the, and she was in the DA's office, and she was talking about, we wanted to blow, and she was going to an after party, and she was talking about how, I mean, not an after party, but an underground party that you kind of have to be invited to in San Francisco. Mm. So that's where your underground, you know, the officials and people in, you know, that are employed by the city and shit are doing shit on the low. And again, when I think about, you know, the custodians and shit, and even Brian, who is a deputy that used to work at City Hall, he used to talk about the shit. But he's an alcoholic himself. But he would talk about all the shit that the department heads were into and, you know, the bondage and all that and swinging parties and doing cocaine and shit. And it just makes you think, well, who else is, you know, kind of have input in what you're doing. Because, you know, when we're thinking about the appraisers or the assessors, they are assessing your property and shit. Are they assessing it high? shit, is Carmen Chu on coke? Is she snorting coke? Is that, because we know she sucked Gavin Newsom's dick to become supervisor. That's how she got her job. So what else? Is she doing that? Who else?
You know what's very interesting, if you remember, you know, LaToya Covos, right? LaToya was telling me that on the party line, she met a police officer. When she met the police officer, she was up in his car doing cocaine. Okay?
What?
And he told her that he got the cocaine from, you know, the evidence. But what he also said to her was he would take the cocaine from the dope boys and then testify against them. Okay?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
what spirit is that? What spirit is that? Let's talk about Snoop Dogg. Let's talk about that side hoe. Let's talk about how I guess Snoop Dogg may treat his wife one way, but remember, homegirl was saying he was snipping it off her pussy. Okay.
Is that what Mohammed did to London?
Okay. So the bottom line is that we have these motherfuckers out here on these drugs, and they are in a whole other zone. They're in a whole other spirit, and they're running our country. Then they have the audacity to dictate and tell us what the fuck to do. People have to understand cocaine, crack, crystal meth, heroin, fentanyl, whatever Percocet, all of that, those are all different spirits, and it causes a totally different reaction. And the bottom line is that we have to understand, even if you go to Guatemala or El Salvador, and you go and you take some serum and you hallucinate, that's still a form. That's still a form of narcotics. If you just go and use the coca leaf and then sit up and use it in tea, that's still a form of narcotics, and it's still a root spirit that are within you. Okay. It could be good or it can be bad, okay? How are you going to react to it? Is it going to pull you? Is it going to pull the demon? Is it going to pull your archetype? What is it pulling? Matter of fact, if you're doing drugs among other people, are you pulling their spirits, attaching it to you? Let's take it further. You don't even know what that shit is cut with, because it's fresh to crack. Cracks are being cut with what? Rat poison. And then they had the audacity to add crystal meth in crack, which caused a whole different effect, in which crack abusers end up start doing crystal meth, and then they went and intertwined fentanyl within the crack. So then it's taking niggas out for the count. And then back in the day, we would call it CC because they would add the heroin in the weed. You see what I mean? Or cocaine. You see what I mean? Heroin is a whole other beast. And heroin took out our generation on a simple fact that our parents was on that heroin, which produced heroin addict children of our age. So we have a whole swarm of people between a certain age out there on them drugs like that, but are heroin addicts.
And some of them are functioning heroin addicts, because then that makes you think, well, the officials, are they doing more than just cocaine? Are they doing heroin? We don't know. It also makes you think about, why is it that they aren't prosecuting the drug dealers in San Francisco, in the Tenderloin? Why do they basically have immunity? London Bree, why? Is it because is that your supply? Is that city official suppliers, those Honduran drug dealers? Is that why they're allowed to openly poison and sell their drugs? Is that where y'all get y'all supply, city officials?
You know what's fucked up about that? Let me say this to you real quick about them fucking Hondurans and El Salvadorans and motherfuckers, especially up in the Tenderloin selling dope, especially to our men, to our women, and to our fucking children. Here's my fucking issue. Back in the day, okay, they would, niggas, if you snitched on them, they will kill you or they will harm you or they'll even blow your house up or kill your grandma for snitching and shit, okay?
Uh-huh.
But you know what's very interesting about this? Ain't nobody telling on them motherfuckers out there. But them niggas are, but them fucking El Salvadorans and Hondurans is taking our niggas out for the count. And the niggas don't even know what the fuck they smoking or taking. Because they nothing but test dummies. Because I told you about my son, what the fuck he was saying, how he was out there visiting his father, walking them streets, and he was saying how niggas was walking up to him trying to sell him shit, but they were selling shit for them Hondurans and shit, and they on shit.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is that I told you about his brother, Kuma, who's on fucking drugs and shit. I don't know what the fuck he's on. But it's taking out our young brothers and shit. Ain't nobody doing a fucking thing. Okay? And then you know what fucked up thing about it is that you have these whole cartels and then they make you fearful to talk, to say anything because they so fucking vicious. But you got to think about what spirit are the cartels on and what is it pulling? Okay? Because at the end of the day, them spirits that they're using, even the drug spirits, are turning against them and take them out of and take them out. Okay? So they got to reevaluate. Drugs are they're a spirit. Put it this way. They have all of these cannabis stores and locations, right?
All right.
What is that shit they giving people? What spirit is that? Why is it during COVID it was okay to have cannabis clubs open? And you can't smoke cigarettes, but you can smoke weed in your apartment or in your house? Because especially
yeah,
in San Francisco,
crazy.
They outlawed that you can't smoke in your place, but you can smoke weed.
Yeah,
what's
that's
that?
Crazy. Well, I mean, you
now,
know, that's the same mm-hmm. place where they give you, that's the same place where they give the addicts needles to shoot up and,
mm-hmm.
and safe spots to shoot up. But they've always, remember you actually walked across the needles when you were back at when we were working, because needles would be every fucking way in front of City Hall,
yes.
across the streets and shit. But Breed, and why is it that Breed is the one that made it easy? See, everything seems to be surrounded by her. She let the drug dealers sell, and you know, not being bothered by the police. She decided that they should have needles to shoot up. Why is that? Why is she making? And then remember when they locked down, they secretly locked everybody down in the hotels, and they made the hotels, they were bringing the addicts drugs and alcohol, and there were people overdosing in the hotels during the beginning of the year, during the lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Why is all that going on under Breed, who is a cokehead herself?
Mm-hmm.
I always thought she was trying
this
to kill them all.
This is what I would like to also understand. In the industry, especially in the entertainment world, why are people shooting up? Why are people on heroin? Why is that a trend? Why is it a trend? I'm doing a show. Why is it? What you doing? What are you doing? Why is it a trend? How can I say? Like, okay, for example, Amy Winehouse. She was fighting addiction, and she was fighting. What you looking for? I'm doing a show. I'm talking about. Are you trying to be part of this show? What?
Chad.
No,
the
I was
Chad.
Talking about you when you went into the Tenderloin, and you was talking about how the drug people were coming up to you. Can you talk about that real quick as a teenager?
I did all the drugs.
You better stop that lying. You better stop that lying. No, for real. Can you stop that lying? No, I want you to talk about your experience, please. Can you just talk about your experience really quick? Can you just talk your experience really quick? Can you just come right here and stop cutting up?
I'm not getting paid for this.
You're getting paid and everything for just come on and pretend. Can you come on? Exactly what you were telling me. Come on now.
I was out around 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock? You didn't say you was out at 12 o'clock midnight. You didn't say you was out at 12 o'clock midnight. Oh, now it's 11 or 12. By yourself?
Okay, yeah. I'm walking the street.
And did you sneak out the house when you was at your father's? He let you out of the damn house that late in that area? You never know what the fuck may happen up in that fucking tent.
I walked up,
pulled
up with some drugs.
With what type of drugs?
Okay.
You didn't say it was cocaine. I thought it was something else.
No. I said cocaine.
And then what?
And then I said I walked out a different time and dude pulled out a whole bag of weed and only tried to sell it to me for $50. And I told you I was gonna buy it.
For who?
Huh?
For who?
For that. I was gonna buy it though. I ain't gonna catch. I think he was stupid. Because he came with me with a whole bag, like a big one, like a trash bag worth of it. I was like,
how you feel that you was about to buy weed for your dad?
Keep him off the crack, right?
Oh, my God.
What? Keep him off the crack. Wouldn't you rather have more weed than crack? Okay. So, yeah, I'd rather keep him off the crack and have him smoke that weed.
But did you see how your father put you in a position to try to save his narcotics ass? And you was about to get your ass caught up to go and buy him weed, and you don't even know that shit was even late.
Well, me being around my father,
okay,
I know what late weed looks like.
What does the weed look like? Okay, excuse me. Well, what the fuck does it look like?
I'm quite experienced in identifying late weed.
And what is that?
Well, that is nothing for you to know because...
What you mean it's nothing for me to know? I'm asking you questions.
You are innocent. You have never touched drugs in your life, and I'm not about to have you experience what it looks like.
Excuse you? I beg your fucking pardon.
What you mean, sir? You admitting that you have been around crack long?
I have been around crack. I used to date dope boys. Then I used to date that fucking friend. Then I told you his friend was smoking crack in front of me, and I seen the death.
You didn't say crack was smoked in front of you, so that means you got to contact higher crack.
No, what it means that I was 17 years old. I was 17 years old.
17 years old with a boyfriend that was in a crack house.
No, he was in a crack house.
Oh, my God.
It was not in a crack house.
Too much price in the middle of the crack house.
It was not a crack house. Where I was that the dude.
You know, crack houses are very cool. Like, if y'all, I feel like, yo, why y'all all laid out? They took me to a crack house.
Who took you to a fucking crack house?
Dad was trying to teach me a life lesson.
He was trying to teach you a fucking life lesson, right?
No.
What life lesson he bring you? The nigga almost caught his ass up there. He was about to leave you up in there so he could go smoke crack.
No, he was trying to say, Marquette, this is not how I want you to end up.
Okay, well, that was nice.
Yeah.
Then after that, he left you on a corner street and shit and bounced, right?
No. No, that didn't happen, Mom. Okay? It didn't happen.
Okay.
Walked back again.
Oh, I'm glad he did. So he walked you back and then left for a couple of days, right?
Well, I didn't predict where he went.
He went to that crack house.
No,
he showed
no,
you.
No. He
ended up in the hospital because that's his plan.
Nobody believed me up in that house. You know, so nobody believed me. I said, I bet you that fool's up in the hospital right now. You know when he comes calling 2 seconds later? Right. I'm in the hospital. Come pick me up. What I tell y'all?
That's his normal shit that he does. He goes, then after that, want people to feel sorry for him after he done did the narcotics and shit. Then next thing you know, he up in the hospital. Remember I told you when I was basically and having contractions when I had to go drag his ass up out there. I'm always going to talk about that fucking story. And then that nigga embarrassed me by did not have no shoes on after he done sold his whole clothing for no bags and shit. Then he went and had to. Well, it's all just really white. This is life. He is a cocaine gobbler.
He is a cocaine.
Okay.
He is a cocaine consumer. Not a gobbler. Not a gobbler. He's only consumed probably less than a pound of cocaine in his life.
But we just want him safe.
I care less about him.
Okay, Anthony, now you're doing too much.
No.
Chad,
I care less about him being
Chad.
Safe. But if I had that chance.
She's calling you Chad. I think she has a question for you.
Okay, yeah.
Sandy?
What?
I thought you had a question.
No, I said his name is Chad. You're supposed to be calling him Chad.
Oh, shit, I forgot.
Oopleekly.
What? Oh, he's calling himself Oopleekly.
Oh, shit.
But let me ask you a question. How do you feel to know your father is on the narcotics? Be truthful.
Are you putting me on a spot?
No, I'm being real. How do you feel the struggles that you see your father going through when them demons hit him?
You call those demons?
They are. That's a spirit.
Not really. Okay. People end up on drugs for numerous reasons.
Okay.
Which daddy has no excuse. We all know what that background daddy come from.
No, but you know his real background.
Okay. Sure. But there was a reason why you got it. There was a reason. No, something else. So I don't call it demons. It just happens.
Okay, but you don't think. Okay, put it this way. When your father would react on the narcotics, he wasn't himself. I don't even know the real Anthony.
No, you don't.
I only know him as a kid.
Right.
You know.
You never seen him as an adult without the crack.
I don't know because I didn't know he was on narcotics. When people would chill, people were laughing at me. Didn't know people were laughing at me. Said you didn't know.
You probably send a picture of your. I just probably wanted to know.
Everybody probably know his ass.
Well, I don't know.
Hey, oh, my God.
Yeah. You probably send a picture to somebody. I know that turkey.
No, but the bottom line is that your daddy hella smart. He could be a good guy.
I know.
But them spirits got him.
Well, he's not on track no more.
What's he on?
Weed. I'm telling you.
Why do you keep telling me that? That man doing fifi.
Thiefy.
No, really, thiefy is a mixture of narcotics with weed.
Okay, that's what you believe.
Mark Anthony,
well, what
come
is
on
the
now.
Up
daddy
do?
No, I know. That's all you need to know.
What is?
Just know, I know he ain't doing nothing like that.
Okay.
Okay?
But what is the sock puppet doing?
I know.
What'd you say?
Nothing like that.
I want to know, what is the sock puppet on?
What is it what?
What is the sock puppet on?
Oh, my Jesus, help me.
The sock puppet is not on anything. She's on the same
yes,
thing my
is.
Dad is on. Weed.
Yes, she is. That's
she
how you do
nothing. You gotta remember, she
now you're going to have people wondering who in the hell the sock puppet is.
You got to remember, she can't do nothing because of her diabetes.
Correct.
And it shows when she goes to the doctor every week, so if that shows her kids are getting taken away, so that's how you know she's not doing drugs except weed, which she has a legal prescription for that.
Which that
she really
face,
didn't get
she's doing with. Something. That face says otherwise.
Well, she had a rough life. She didn't sleep on beds like everybody else her whole life, Sandy.
What did she sleep on?
I don't know, but I know it was on a bed.
Oh, God. There she go.
Meth?
There she go.
Not crack.
Well, meth.
Oh, God. There she go. What I'm saying is this. I don't know what Sandy just said, but let me say this. I feel it's my fault because I was around my mother, who my dad was on heroin.
You know what I think about?
What?
That you saw your mom with a small man and chose to have children in my life.
What?
I think that's your fault.
What are you talking about now?
No, you saw your mom have kids with a midget. Now your dad barely reached 5 foot. That's why you got so many high heels to make you look taller. But see.
Oh, dear.
I think.
He just went to the left. Now he didn't talk about height.
That's going to be 5'5". He's about there.
Can we stay on track? Because what I'm trying to say is, I think I was under a spell because my mother was under a spell. No, because my dad was on heroin and my mother said to me that he used to come. What you mean? No. Leroy Banks can do karate.
Like Anthony.
No, for real, he can.
That's how daddy's not on crack.
Well, no. Your father is on the narcotics. I think it's shifted. But I think it's my fault. But at the same time, I'm wondering why you believe when you've witnessed your father's behavior and you don't think it's a spirit being attached to him.
Yes.
And do you think because of the energies that he has fucked up his voice now? You see how it's very raspy and it's not even the same?
Well, no. What was it? Daddy's voice was deep.
Yes.
Yeah. But, yeah, he sounds like a dead cancer patient. Like, you know, those people that are on me.
Oh,
dear. You know that. He sounds dead like that.
I'm trying not to laugh because that was really unnecessary. No, that was unnecessary.
That's how he
unnecessary.
You feel me around that man no more, Mom.
Could you tell us about how you witnessed a 14 or 13 year old sniffing cocaine?
Why is it all my business out there? See, this is what I mean. I should be getting paid by the hour to even disclose this information. These are stories that I could write a book about.
I know.
So why would I disclose this information?
Yes. Because you're not giving up everything. You can still write your book.
There was a minor doing cocaine in my presence. And I was shocked. Oh, damn. But it is what it is, man.
It is what it is. That didn't shock
you. Let me
just
tell you something here. It didn't shock me because what is that? She was getting trains ran on her. I know this.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, dang, she had class 5. I was like, dang. And I knew that. And if she has a little friend, she don't get as many trains ran on her, but I know she gets trains ran on her too.
Okay, but do you think because of the spirit of the narcotics is the cause of her being having sexual energy?
She's the spirit of a hoe. She has the spirit of
that's
a
hard.
Hoe. She's just a
she
hoe.
The spirit of a hoe.
I know, but you guys don't think it's the drugs that's causing the spirit of the hoe?
No,
she was already a hoe.
All I know is her vagina is a mile long.
How do you know this fucking information? How do you know?
Well, leave me alone with that. Like, dang. All I know. But you know, like,
how do you know?
But now I was dang, yes, you know.
That's a harsh word for such a young man.
I was like, yeah. Everybody, I was like, everybody on the store probably lost their virginity to her. I was like, yeah.
And you're one of them? Were you one of them?
But then I was like, yeah.
Oh, I don't
want to
know. I don't want to know.
And then Brianna, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I shouldn't have disclosed her name. Yeah, Brianna.
But you did it anyway.
Yeah, Jane does. But this one is Brianna's in the world.
Okay.
They can think it's a white girl. Maybe a Mexican. You know, Brianna do love cooking tacos. You know that? I've seen.
Thank you for that information, Mark Anthony.
Yeah, Brianna went back downstairs and snitched. Like that. Look at me. I wasn't going to open my mouth.
Why?
Why would a snitch on her doing crack cocaine? That's her choice.
It was crack cocaine?
I told you she snitched.
That's not crack cocaine.
Whatever you do, whatever.
That's just cocaine. But you smoked that.
Okay, Mom. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. She was doing the Pablo Escobar. But, yeah, she was doing that. And I was like, and this was on the stairwell. I was like,
wow.
I told you, I was like, ooh. And it, again, she attempted suicide.
Yeah.
On me and Lamar.
Yeah, yeah.
And, no, we caught her cutting herself. But she pretended like she was going to go onto the roof and jump off. I said, do it.
No, see.
I said, do it. I told you I said that, too, I believe. I said, jump. I want to see it.
That's a Capricorn for you.
Well, I said, jump. It would have made my day.
That's so rude.
Cat, it would have made. No.
That's rude. That's harsh. That's rude. And you're going to have these. No.
Wait, let me clean myself.
Please.
She's problematic. She got to go. She's problematic. I mean problematic. She caused a storm through that building. Believe me. That's why Daddy wanted me to stay away from her. I was like, you remember he kept calling me because I was always around him. He kept saying, Mark Anthony around these girls. Mark, Chad's around these girls. Chad's around these girls. I was like, and me and Lamar got away from them. Yeah, but she
hung. Well, Mark, I don't believe you really feel like that because you told me that you wanted to help her.
What, her?
But I told you.
Trying to clear it all of a sudden. Said, help her, Mark Anthony, help her. She's cutting her wrist. So I helped my little brother. And I said, okay, we'll go talk to her. But then she didn't want no help, so I dipped on the elevator and we left.
But you felt a way about seeing her cut herself.
Oh my God.
You did. You felt. Well, you felt the ways because as much as you're talking shit, I also taught you to give a fuck. But at the same time, I also said I don't want you to date them kind of women.
You told me this. You know what you told me?
What I said?
You shouldn't be around her.
Because she's stranger danger.
Well, they didn't want me to go save her.
You can get her help. Yes.
911
suicide line. Yes. Yes, because that's how your dad got caught up on drugs through a woman.
You think I'm gonna get caught up on drugs all of a sudden?
Well, I don't know. You know, and but well, Mark Anthony, here's what I'm saying. Sometimes, due to circumstance, sometimes people want to help people, but then.
If she jump off a bridge, I'm not diving with her. That ain't me, Mom. Bye. Bye.
Okay, thank you, Mark Anthony. Thank you for your energy.
What do you mean? You told me Captain to be Captain Tango. I remember I was once with Captain Tango. You got mad at me.
What did I get mad at you for being Captain Tango?
You said, Mark Anthony, stop being a Captain Tango. I remember this conversation too. He was like, Margarita, stop being a Captain Save a Hoe. Get out those girls. I was like, okay. So I'm not a Captain Save a Hoe anymore.
Because
fuck them hoes.
Oh my God. The problem is that they're on your
like
top. No, they're on narcotics. And they're young. And they live.
And their mamas don't care. They mamas don't care. I know this for a fact. They mamas don't care.
And how do you feel? Oh, here you come, Antonia. What do you mean? we're talking about narcotics. Antonio, as a 12-year-old, what do you think about narcotics? What? went away? No, seriously, what do you think about narcotics? Come on, talk. What do you think about narcotics?
You feel good, man.
No, I feel they're very addictive. They kill themselves. Very good at weight loss. It can kill you. It has some bad, mostly bad stuff. And then if somebody wants to do some weight, then they can do crap.
Thank you, Antonio. Thank you.
That's for all you fat.
Wait, I got a question, Antonio. Antonio, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Antonio, what do you feel about alcohol?
Oh,
shit.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Shoot. Let me just find out. What do you think about alcohol? Because you be on my line hella hard.
Well, I feel like it's very addictive, too, and it's very bad for you, but I'm certain someone doesn't listen to me.
So how do you think it's bad? Why do you think alcohol is bad?
Why don't you get your
arm
straight away
with me? You just calling me fat. This has nothing to do with Antonio and what he's talking about right now. No, Antonio, can you explain to me why do you feel the way you feel about me drinking alcohol?
Well, I feel like
instead of Mark Anthony calling me a fat ass.
Okay. Well, I feel like you don't listen to me when I say don't drink.
Okay, but why do you feel I shouldn't drink, though?
It's just bad for you. You shouldn't be doing that. There's no point. Every time you get mad, you resort to drinking alcohol, and you think it will make you feel better.
So you said every time I get angry, I'm an alcoholic.
What a lot of people say is when children say, hey, you shouldn't be drinking alcohol, you shouldn't be smoking or anything like that. The only excuse they have to say is I'm an adult. That's the only excuse they have.
That is true.
So, and then that's it.
Can you explain what all the adult excuses are? I'm an adult.
Because we've grown and we feel we can do what we want to do.
But then why do you guys always end up drunk and drug addict?
Well, who's a drug addict and a drunk? So you believe that the generation that I'm from, most of them are drug addicts and drunk. That's real because there was a lot of shit popping up, but then the crack came in and fucked off people. You had heroin, crack, and then you had the gang wars.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're moisture mask.
Well, I don't know. Can you count
anything? No, because you're assuming no. The people in the 80s and shit, they do crack and they do crystal meth. They do pills. They do what oxycodone and all that stuff. Oh, PCP? That's old drugs and LSD. That's 60s shit, but it doesn't matter. Latins do a lot of that PCP shit. Especially gang people, in which that is a spirit. And PCP and L, no, PCP makes people like straight up murder people. You're an atheist. What does that have to do with PCP? Are you serious right now? It's an enlightenment. So you feel people take PCP, they'll get enlightenment.
What if they're retarded? Are they going to get enlightenment from PCP?
See, there she go with her
shit. It'll make them normal.
See, why did you answer Sandy's question?
Well, I understand.
Because she be with some bullshit sometimes. No, she didn't say retarded. But do you understand the word retarded is supposed to be blacklisted?
Yeah, what? They retarded every day. Can you retard? You retarded. What you want me to call you?
Thank you, Chad.
Because you're not disabled. Because you can walk.
But you know what? That leads into a good. Okay, let's discuss this. So, if a retarded person takes drugs, how do you think that would affect them?
She said,
Remember when I asked you about Gavin Newsom having dyslexia and snorting cocaine, how that would affect him?
Yes.
So how would drugs affect a retard?
Did you have dyslexia? Well, that's on the slogan on her T-shirt. I got dyslexia.
That's rude as fuck, Mark Anthony.
That's a slogan. I got dyslexia. But imagine this girl from cocaine. I wonder how fast you would leave.
Like Gavin Newsom, he ran for a whole hour and didn't stop. He was like Woody Woodpecker. He was no bullshit, no fucking lies. He ran for a whole fucking hour and didn't stop.
Well,
you know what happens is that you're feeding the spirit. If you are an atheist. But if you're bipolar,
not a child of what's it called? Not a cultist child.
Why do you say that? Because you were christened in addition to you are in Santeria.
No,
you're not.
I was forced.
You were forced in Santeria.
I'm bust. I feel you. I'm loving that stuff. There's people over here spreading positivity about Jesus Christ, and I'll be the one asshole on chat be like, Jesus.
Okay, see, that's that shit I'm talking about. Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Why do you keep messing with Lizzo?
She hasn't posted ever since.
You're rude.
See,
he keep harassing Lizzo.
And she feels.
Oh, do you know Lizzo responded back to him?
Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah. All my fans really ain't gonna spread nothing positive. Was he trying to get about people? How was spreading body positivity for back to school? Good. Did they already feel like they're good, like fine about their body?
Well, Lizzo just admitted that she is not satisfied with her body. She's really not happy with it.
Oh, she finally admitted it?
Yes,
today. She said she's fine with her body. She
busted
fat and loose.
Oh.
Look, she's fine with her body.
You should be fine with your body, but the bottom line is that be fine with your body and then become healthy.
How are you going to say a fat person?
What you doing? God damn it.
Well, understand, people come in all shapes and different sizes. How do you know that's not healthy for her?
I don't know, because you said she's not losing weight, and you said it looked like she's getting bigger and larger.
Okay, now I understand this. I think she gains weight like Evan.
Say that. That's rude.
Listen to what I'm saying. I know this might sound weird, but have you ever seen somebody gain weight on vegetables?
That's because Evan be sneaking at night. I'll be watching because I was down. No, I don't know. I seen him in the refrigerator.
I was
outside looking, and I seen him in the refrigerator, and he looked back because he didn't know I was down there.
Yeah. But,
and I was like, what's he doing?
Well, yeah. Oh, no.
I think it was him.
I think a little cracking at his eye would do him some
good. No, I think that was him who went and ate that pie.
Yeah. That
yeah. I think that was him. Eating is an addiction. It is
yes,
a spirit.
It is. Say something about people that. All of us suddenly have eating disorders. No, I do not.
Okay.
Understand.
Remember you said you eat so many chips and you can't even stop?
Okay.
So he's addicted to chips?
Yeah. No. He, like something that he likes. He was like, you were like
a hot Cheeto fiend.
A hot Cheeto fiend?
Yeah, now you can't see hot Cheeto fiend. Now, I'm not addicted to anything. I eat fatty food. Like potatoes. But no, I don't think there's such thing as eating disorder. This is a thing where you people just like to eat, I think, because eating's fun. That's not a disorder.
So am I eating
food
for fun?
Is good. Food is delicious.
Food is delicious. But why do you say I go overboard?
Well, let's say this. You're just type of person to eat a whole cake.
Not true.
Okay. Are you saying that's not true? If I said a cake, if I bet you back in, let's say 2015, if I said a cheesecake in front of you, you eat that whole thing.
Thank you, because you just gave that bow card nigga a joke, right?
Oh, shit.
You care about that
bow
card, nigga.
Well, first of all, okay. The motherfucker has money. He can't even
what'd you
joke.
Say, Sandy? I said, first of all,
can't tell a joke. He's not even funny.
I could make a whole roast cap on roast coffee, y'all. I'll send y'all a whole minute of it. Just be flaming them. I swear I could do it. I used to do this all the time to people. I'll just flame them. I bet y'all could flame both cars.
Oh, my gosh.
He looked weird. He looked ugly as it is.
Okay. Mark Anthony, don't be insulted. You're gonna have people, and they're gonna be like, "That's her son."
What you mean? He's gonna be a potato. That's not spreading body positivity.
Are you still disgruntled about that?
I forget what.
Okay.
He should be.
What is he looking at? Okay. So.
You should literally pay me for my time.
Pay you for your time. This was very interesting and enlightened me with drug energies and children and teenagers and eating habits, kids sneaking in the kitchen eating, alcoholism. What?
This is a watch out for them kids, man. Especially kids going into high school now at this time.
Why you say that?
Your kids better watch them. They're going to become drug addicts. I'm not going to say that, but they might become drug addicts.
Why kids do drugs?
Well, yeah. I feel like all black mothers to give their kid Adderall, though.
Who?
To give their kids Adderall.
Why?
To keep them on the books like the Asians.
Asians do Adderall?
You know this?
No, I don't.
The whole Asians, they'll pop some Adderall and have their bamboo stick ready to whip their kids. They are going to books.
No, but
oh,
is
dear.
Adderall a drug?
He said bamboo stick.
I know. Shit. No, I'm not getting you shit. No. No, so are you telling me that Asian parents give their children drugs?
Yeah.
To study?
Yeah.
I have never heard that.
Okay.
I've heard of Asian kids doing heroin, no. and I know one who died of an overdose in Taiwan. Well, I didn't know that piece of information.
What do you think I'm right? Right when it comes time to
what?
Get ready to
what? I'm going to kick you straight in your neck.
I'm getting
some. You lying.
If you want to hit faster, the best way to make sure your immune system faster, I mean, this is like the fastest way to do it. It's through the
rectum?
Yes. We still want people to take drugs through the rectum.
Well, people do that because you get high quicker.
Come on. The slogan of the day for all the fat people in the chat should be loosen crack to loosen fat.
Get your ass out of here with that bullshit.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Didn't you say somebody told you that bullshit before when you were younger?
Yes, his name, Tommy. Yes. I was on the 35 bus line, minding my fucking business. This dude named Tommy liked me, but he didn't like that I was fat. He said, "She's pretty as hell."
Okay.
"She's pretty as hell, but she need to do crack to lose weight." That's what he told me. And you know, back in the 80s and the 90s and even in the early millennium, black women would quickly do crack to lose weight to go on trips. You know? It's like everybody's drug addicted.
Were you on crack before it went on Christmas Eve?
No. Okay, now you're tripping.
Mm-hmm.
That's so disrespectful.
Your mama wasn't eating.
I wasn't eating.
Mama sure ate up the big apple. Well, she sure got there.
I sure did eat up New York. I couldn't wait. Not like you.
Okay.
You was eating up everything in New York. You was eating every corner.
Mama was killing all them Arab food.
No. What was I really?
Oh, dear.
No, that's not true. I was eating the knish.
The knish. And that's all you was eating.
And you had them going all around New York beginning.
Nah, all around New York.
You got a lot of nerves. You was eating at every damn corner. And you was already full. Then we got into it, but then I left. Then I went and walked up to the Italian place and sat in there, drank some wine and some cheese and shit.
See, always alcohol.
I brought you back some cake.
You don't even remember what you brought me back. It was ice cream.
Ice cream and cake.
Okay.
Yes, I did. Oh, gosh. Okay, Sandy, do you got any last words?
No.
Okay.
No.
This is Weird Renegade Witches Vlog. Hit us up when you want some real work
done.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Chad.
I know. Well, that was Ed Tobio.
Marge, you see the last bit.
Oh, my God.
Don't you be rude.
All my fat people out there.
Okay.
News from
crap. Stop that.
Oh, shit.
Stop that.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
Oh, my God. I'm sure that's